ABC Radio Australia.
6 months on from the violent eruption of Tonga's Hunga Tonga Hunga Haapai volcano, plans are underway to relocate residents from one of the worst impacted islands. January's blast sent shockwaves around the world, killing three people and impacting the majority of the country's population. But a new project aims to resettle hundreds whose homes were destroyed. The ABC's Adam Jacobson has the details of the recovery effort.
Out of the ashes of January's eruption, a new village is being built on Tonga's Matatoa. The Paletua project is hoping to rehome the Kanokupolo people, whose village on the main island of Tongatapu was devastated by the tsunamis. But the project's manager, Mosese Vakasiuola, says not everyone is happy with the prospects of moving.
The younger generation accept the fact that they had to move in terms of safety for the future of their children. Older generation still have a strong link to where they grew up, but slowly trying to convince them. They have to do it for their grandchildren and their children.
The $15 million initiative is being led by the Tongan King and Queen and is expected to be completed in around 2 years. Mr. Vakasiuola says this development is a first of its kind for modern Tonga.
Going to have road system, electrical, water supply, and the residential home, together with the town facilities, town hall, and all those bits and pieces. Because this is the first time for Tonga to experience developing a new settlement area from scratch.
This resettlement project is just one part of the nation's recovery effort, which Mr. Vakasiuola says is coming along slowly.
The overall recovery, it's coming up slowly in terms of food security and the livelihood of people. It's pretty fast. The slow part is the reconstruction of infrastructures. We have identified it is the nature of the beast.
Crystal Ake is a safeguard coordinator for the Mordi Tonga Trust, an NGO which helps vulnerable communities in rural areas. She says the slowdown of the rebuilding effort was due to COVID-19, which caused Tonga to go into lockdown shortly after the eruption.
It halted a lot of the work that we were wanting to do because of the risks involved of having to pass along COVID to each other in the community, and also the community as well. At large, they were very apprehensive. They knew what COVID could do. They've seen it happen in Fiji. And so a lot of them actually requested that we halt a lot of the work that we were supposed to do.
Ms. Ake says resettling other communities displaced by the Hunga Tonga eruption is going to take some time.
So moving forward, we're actually targeting a lot of these communities to get them into food and water security before we move on to resettlement. And just being mindful that resettlement also means that there's a lot of things that go into it. And so it's going to take some time.
But Offa Gutenbar Likiliki from Tonga's Women's Crisis Centre says rising living costs are adding to the stress from the triple disasters of the eruption, tsunamis and COVID-19.
Our restrictions are loosening up, and we're able now to go out and do shopping and bring in food, and that the prices are just totally ridiculous. It's like 5 pa'anga for 1 or 2 tomatoes. And I'm talking about, you know, the foods that are healthy for us. They're getting more expensive.
Despite these challenges, Ms. Ake is optimistic that Tonga is on the path to recovery and slowly returning to normal.
But I feel as if Tonga is making good progress, and a lot of the work that we're doing and assisting each other, I think we're making the best of what we have at the moment and what we can do. Our spirits are high because we see that the community themselves are always very proactive. And so I think that's one of the best things that we can see, is that people are still in high spirits.